Today's passage is 1 Samuel chapter 19. And Saul spoke to Jonathan his son and to all his servants that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, "Saul, my father, seeks to kill you. Therefore, be on your guard in the morning. Stay in a secret place and hide yourself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where you are, and I will speak to my father about you. And if I learn anything, I will tell you." And Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul his father, and said to him, "Let not the king sin against his servant David, because he has not sinned against you, and because his deeds have brought good to you. For he took his life in his hand, and he struck down the Philistine, and the Lord worked a great salvation for all Israel. You saw it and rejoiced. Why then will you sin against innocent blood by killing David without cause?" And Saul listened to the voice of Jonathan. Saul swore, "As the Lord lives, he shall not be put to death." And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan reported to him all these things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as before. And there was war again. And David went out and fought with the Philistines and struck them with a great blow, so that they fled before him. Then a harmful spirit from the Lord came upon Saul as he sat in his house with his spear in his hand. And David was playing the lyre. And Saul sought to pin David to the wall with the spear, but he eluded Saul, so that he struck the spear into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night. Saul sent messengers to David's house to watch him, that he might kill him in the morning. But Michal, David's wife, told him, "If you do not escape with your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed." So Michal let David down through the window, and he fled away and escaped. Michal took an image and laid it on the bed, and put a pillow of goat's hair at its head, and covered it with the clothes. And when Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, "He is sick." Then Saul sent the messengers to see David, saying, "Bring him up to me in the bed, that I may kill him." And when the messengers came in, behold, the image was in the bed, with the pillow of goat's hair at its head. Saul said to Michal, "Why have you deceived me thus, and let my enemy go, so that he has escaped?" And Michal answered Saul, "He said to me, 'Let me go. Why should I kill you?'" Now David fled and escaped, and he came to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and lived at Naoth. And it was told Saul, "Behold, David is at Naoth in Ramah." Then Saul sent messengers to take David, and when they saw that the company And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as head over them, the Spirit of God came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. When it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they also prophesied. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they also prophesied. Then he himself went to Ramah, and came to the great well that is in Sekhu. And he asked, "Where are Samuel and David?" And one said, "Behold, they are in Naoth in Ramah." And he went there to Naoth in Ramah. And the Spirit of God came upon him also, and as he went, he prophesied until he came to Naoth in Ramah. And he too stripped off his clothes, and he too prophesied before Samuel, and lay naked all that day and all that night. Thus it is said, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" In today's passage, Saul tries in vain to kill David. The heading of the whole chapter in the ESV is simply, "Saul tries to kill David." And if you've been following along in 1 Samuel, you'll remember that this has become because Saul is jealous of David. The women in the previous chapter were singing, "Saul has struck down his thousands, and David his 10,000s," which bothered Saul greatly. Around the same time, God sends a harmful spirit on him, and he tries to pin David to the wall with his spear, but David escapes. That took place in the last chapter, but we see the same thing happen here again. Saul, once again, attempts to kill David by hurling his spear at him in verse 10. Before that, Saul had just swore to his son, Jonathan, "As the Lord lives, he shall not be put to death." Since Jonathan had reasoned with his father Saul that David has not done anything deserving of death, but rather David has done only good towards Saul. This continues another theme that we were introduced to already, Jonathan's amazing friendship with David, where Jonathan stands up for David and puts puts David's well-being above his own. In this case, he talks his father down from his intent to kill David, though that only lasts for a moment, because once David has military success against the Philistines again, the harmful spirit from God enters Saul. Bringing us back to when Saul throws the spear at David, and David eludes him and escapes that night. From verse 11, perhaps as early as the following morning, Saul still is out for David's life. In this second incident of the chapter, this time it's Michal, his daughter, and David's wife, who helps David escape. Saul thinks he has David brought up to him lying sick in a bed, only to find out that it's an image, or a household god, and a pillow of goat's hair. If you watched the first Lord of the Rings movie, this reminds me of that scene where the Nazgul in Hunt of the Ring pull off the blankets of what looks to be like sleeping hobbits, only to find feathers and they all shriek in frustration. Anyways, Saul is frustrated, and he proclaims to his daughter, "Why have you deceived me thus and let my enemy go so that he has escaped?" And in the last scene from this chapter, Saul's third unsuccessful attempt to kill David takes place at Naoth at Ramah, where David has fled to Samuel. The situation here is even more crazy and ridiculous than the first two. The Spirit of God comes upon Saul, just as the Spirit came upon his three sets of messengers that he sent earlier. Rereading the last couple of verses, "And the Spirit of God came upon him also, and as he went, he prophesied until he came to Naoth in Ramah. And he too stripped off his clothes, and he too prophesied before Samuel, and lay naked all that day and all that night. Thus it is said, is Saul also among the prophets?" This question, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" may seem familiar because that was asked before in chapter 10, right after Saul is anointed king, and God's Spirit comes upon him to give him a new heart. That first time was definitely a more positive experience, because this time, it shows God himself foiling Saul's plans to kill David, and Saul ends up lying naked all day and all night. Of course, it was not just that last time, but all three times, where it was God ultimately making Saul's plans fall short. God sovereignly chose David to be Saul's successor. So every attempt from Saul to kill David would come up empty. God protected David from the spear. God used Saul's daughter Michal to warn him. And lastly, God's Spirit just overwhelms Saul. God's plans never fail. God's will comes true 100% of the time. And anybody found opposing God will have a very difficult time, because any opposing efforts to God will fail in the long run. Today, for us, let's reflect on if we are really seeking to align ourselves with God. Saul, in this chapter, is an example of the consequences of not aligning ourselves with God. The consequences here are a lot of wasted time, as well as looking foolish in the end. If Saul would have repented and maybe listened to Jonathan's words longer about how God had blessed him through David, rather than being set on his own ways, I'm sure Saul would have been blessed by God. While Saul is an example of what we should avoid, we also have to remember that with the positive example of David, who trusts in God, we have to remember that with David, as an example, that trusting in God is not an easy, smooth road. David was on the run a lot of his life, not even in this chapter alone. However, David aligned himself with God, and ultimately, that is the best place to live. That's the best way to live. David's kingship is much more successful than Saul's, and God uses David tremendously for Israel, but also for many future followers of God through David's contributions to Scripture. So today, let's ask for the Spirit to guide us to how God is moving and to walk in step with God. Let's repent of any ways where we've been walking by our own wisdom, and rather, let's seek to do God's will, which always prevails. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you for this chapter, and Lord, we thank you for just showing that, Lord, you were in complete control, God, for David's life by protecting him from all of these attempts by King Saul at the time. And God, I pray for our own hearts that we would be like David, God, that we would trust in you, that we would not be like Saul in this case, but Lord, we would align ourselves with your will. God, for those of us who haven't really been looking for your will or seeking it, Lord, I pray that today we would humble ourselves and repent and come to you, and God, that you would speak and you would show us how you desire us to live in all areas of our lives. Lord, so we look to you, pray that you would guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.